Good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. On the 19th of January, welcome to Friday morning here in Chennai. A lot's happening across the world. As always, Theresa May offered to help France with border security. We were discussing this yesterday about Emmanuel Macron requesting Theresa May's help in the immigration and border security, and she's agreed. That's good news. Amazon released a semi-shortlist of cities for its massive second North American headquarters. Amazon's been hunting for that second headquarters. It's been creating a huge buzz. And yes, from 250 cities, it's now down to 20. Japan gets the world's first ruby chocolate Kit Kat. Yes, they spent 10 years on this. And finally, it's out in Japan and soon across the rest of the world. We're going to actually discuss this in detail. And Earth just had its second hottest year since 1880. It wasn't even an El Nino year. First piece on the news is Theresa May offering to help France with border security in an effort to deepen cooperation and foster goodwill in Brexit talks. The British Prime Minister pledged £44.5 million, which is almost $62 million, to French President Emmanuel Macron to improve his country's fencing, CCTV and security technology. Amazon released a semi-short list of cities for its massive second North American headquarters. The list of 20, winnowed down from 238, includes a handful of surprises like Columbus, Ohio, Toronto and Canada. There are also two notable clusters in the greater DC and New York areas, and a notable absence from Silicon Valley. HQ2, which is the headquarters second, comes with the promise of $5 billion in spending and 500,000 jobs. That's 50,000 jobs. Revolutionary in any case. Japan gets the world's first ruby chocolate Kit Kat. I'm super excited for this to hit India. Nestle Japan Limited unveiled its sublime ruby Kit Kat, the first in the world to commercialize the naturally pink ruby chocolate, at a ceremony in Tokyo on Thursday. So tell you a little about the Kit Kat, right? It employs the new ruby chocolate that offers a taste to the palate that differs from the traditional bitter, milk and white chocolate. It's nothing like the usual chocolates. It doesn't taste like milk nor like dark. It tastes like ruby, is what the marketing director at the chocolate factory says. Swiss chocolate maker Barry Calibert spent over 10 years developing the chocolate, which has been attracting strong interest from connoisseurs since the announcement in September last year. Earth just had its second hottest year since 1880. That's right, NASA scientists say that 2017's heat patterns were only surpassed by 2016, and it wasn't even an El Nino year. El Ninos are atmospheric patterns over the Pacific Ocean that typically add significant heat to global average temperatures. To just tell you about 2016, right? In 2016, 12 degrees Celsius of that year's record-breaking average temperature anomaly was due to El Nino. In 2017, none of the temperature anomaly could be attributed to that natural heat source because there was no pressure. Global warming is a real threat. It's catching up. Well, Donald Trump still thinks that climate change is a concept invented by the Chinese. Well, with that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 19th of January. Hope you guys are enjoying your daily dose of news. I would love to hear your feedback on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, or any other podcasting platform you're listening on. You can just type in your feedback in the comment section and I will be notified. You could also alternatively drop me an email on ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. Let me spell that out for you. ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. In the background, I'm leaving you with Ud Gaye by Ritviz, who's 21 years old.